If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good morning, Hampton Roads. Actually, I do that all the time, Colleen. Afternoon, I should be saying. So it's wonderful to be here, and it's good to have you listening in. And Colleen, it's how have you been?
Doing good today.
Good. And so this is the program where you can get all your financial questions answered, and not only answered but hopefully solved. That my name is Steve Taylor, and I'm the CEO and president of Alliance Legal Group. I've been practicing law for about 30 years in the Hampton Roads area. That we have four offices in the Hampton Roads area, in Suffolk and Portsmouth and Newport, Norfolk. We used to have one in Newport News, in Norfolk.
Hey, maybe that's a tell. Maybe
my territory is expanding again. And in Chesapeake, and again, the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. We do general practice, but I'm an attorney that got saved in 1999 and given my life to the Lord, became a pastor. Of a church in Suffolk, Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. And so we practice what we preach, that we have a faith-based law practice that emphasizes and relies on biblical principles, that we're Christ-centered, and that we're here to help you. And one of the things that we've done over the last year on this radio program is that we've discussed how to get financial freedom and do it in a biblical way. So hence the name Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And so today we're going to be talking a little bit, again, that if you want to call us, we invite you to call in. Lots of times we find out we have listeners that we don't even know are listening. So we invite you to tune in, and not tune in, but to call in. And to do that, you'd call 757-488-5299. That's 757-488-5299. And if you want to talk to me directly, you can go to our website, the Alliance Legal Group's website, and that's www.debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And that we have a little chat box there, and the chat box attendants will take your information and your name and relay that information directly to me. And if I'm available, then I'll take the phone call right that minute. If not, then they'll leave me a message and I'll give you a call back. That we offer free consultations, free information as far as your financial situation, whatever it is, full disclosure, we do as much or more bankruptcies than anybody in town. And I say that not just as puffery, but as truth, that we file more Chapter 7s by generally most months than most folks file in several months. And so that's just the nature of what we do. We do a lot of debt workouts and counsel folks, concerning their financial circumstances so that they can get a fresh start. That we use bankruptcy a whole bunch because it's so effective in getting rid of the old debt and starting a new thing. And then, we cooperate with folks like My Jane Credit to clean the credit up and get them really high credit scores. And, that a lot of people have a lot of financial issues, and it's what we found. A lot of people get saved. I mean, just to say this to you, when I got saved back in 1999, I came to a recognition that when you're under a lot of financial stress, a lot of financial debt, that sometimes that your security and your finances have become your God and your security. And when those things are crushed, when those things no longer can provide the security that you need, many times people take a look and say, well, listen, these gods didn't work like I did. And come to a recognition that the only person you can trust is Jesus.
Right.
And regardless.
He fills in the gap there for you.
Oh, he does more than fill in the gap.
That's true.
He provides a foundation.
Gives you that sureness, and stability.
And in fact, I was one of the reasons that I was running a couple minutes late, that I had a wonderful gentleman on the phone from Triangle, Virginia, is where he was calling from. And that I think he said, let's see if I can find it, the psalm. I want to say it was 35:47. I don't know if it's going to be right. No, don't think so.
You're sharing scriptures together?
Yeah, he was just really blessing me with, so it's 35:27. And so, you know, that he was talking about the First Chronicles 4:9-10, the prayer of Jabez, which is always a good one to be blessed with, you know. And so he was praying the prayer of Jabez for me, which expanded my territory. And praise God that, you know, if you're listening right now, that, you know, I'm gonna, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this either. Just because I was given this verse, and it was a blessing to me, and I wanted to bless you as well. And so, let me find First Chronicles real quick. Chapter 4, 9, 10. We were talking about today that these are memory verses that we're supposed to have committed, but sometimes so much is going on that sometimes you need some help. And so, you know, two verses that he blessed me with. I'm going to read them both to the listener that's listening, and to you too, Colleen. This is
probably need this as well.
Right.
So, yes, please share.
So, in verse 9, that in 1 Chronicles 4:9, it says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez because I bear him with sorrow." And there's a really good book on this one. I can't remember the gentleman that wrote that, but a little short book.
Really, there is the Prayer of Jabez. Yes.
Prayer of Jabez book. And then it goes on, it says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou would blessest me indeed," King James Version, "and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it would not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. And the big one on that one, of course, I think for a lot of folks is enlarge my coast, or enlarge
my territory.
Territory and border, and you know, your expansion sometimes of your ministry, of the things. And that, you know, that I'm praying for that person that feels like his territory has been kind of cut down, been pruned, and so that's a blessing that was given to me. And then finally, this one, I can't remember having ever had this scripture given to me as a prayed over blessing to me, and it's Psalm 35, verse 27. And so he gave this to me before I left the office, and it's a Psalm of David. And it goes like this. It goes, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause." And of course, you know, so it came to his mind because, you know, that we were just praising the Lord on the radio, on the phone. And then, "Yea, let them say continually, let Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." And so the big issue there is that the Lord has, the Lord takes pleasure in prospering us, which, you know, it's not just like a health and wealth sort of thing. He likes to prosper us, and all, just like a good father does.
Right. Wants to see you do well.
He wants us to see, exactly. He wants us to prosper us in all things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's my prayer for those folks out there today that are listening to that, just a reminder that let the Lord be magnified. And, you know, there's always two forms of magnification. One is like, you know, when you take a microscope in order to see something very small, bigger. Mm-hmm. But then the other way to magnify is to take like a telescope and take those things that are very big but far away and make them visible.
Right.
To the way they should be. And that's the kind of magnification that they're talking about there. So, you know, lots of times God is bigger than we see him.
Hard to process sometimes, yes.
Yeah, he's much bigger, and he's much, much more gracious, and he's much more loving than we see. And it fits right in with this verse. It says, "Let the Lord be magnified." Let him, you know, really, let us really kind of grasp how big and great and wonderful he is. And which has pleasure in the prosperity of it. He takes pleasure in that. That means God likes, you know, he enjoys, he takes personal pleasure in prospering us, in helping us, not just financially, but, you know, especially in all things, you know, in knowing him better, in being free of worry, free of, you know, to be people of faith. You know, and we also spoke about this, that, you know, a real, you know, this is just a wonderful, I know we're off subject, but, you know, listen to this and just really grasp onto this, that, you know, a person was asked, an evangelist from way back in the day, was asked, you know, what is faith? And she said, it was a female evangelist, said that faith, what is faith? It says when you stop believing what you see, and you start seeing what you believe.
Mm. That's good.
Isn't that good?
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's one that I'm going to put on my prayer list as a reminder. And so, you know, if you're out there today and things just don't seem the way that is applied, you know, God's told you that you really sense in your spirit and your heart that, you know, that you got a better ending than the one that you're currently headed towards, then, you know, you by faith, you know, by not believing what you see, but seeing what you believe is supposed to be, that's what faith is, you know, and it's not faith, and it's, that's coupled with that other part of the verse, is to those that magnify the Lord, that see God as big as he is, you know. To see if we really recognize how, you know, we were praying this morning and worshiping with Tony and with Don and, you know, some of my friends. And, you know,
way to start the day.
That's how we started every day, every morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, for the first time that we've seen, there's two ways to, you know, that we start early in the morning because it's really important. Especially in these times, to get the right perspective on the news. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of bad stuff going on, and we're going to share some of the bad stuff going on, but that in the midst of, if you get your, you know, Matthew 6:33 says, is that, I can't even say it because my brain doesn't work. Matthew 6, no, the first, it's the first things. Help me, Lord. Boy, I'll tell you, it's terrible. But basically, I can paraphrase it until my brain works again. That, you know, seek God and His righteousness first, and He'll add all these other things to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. There He goes, and He will add all these things to you. So when you start off first thing in the morning and get the right perspective, even the right perspective that God's in control, that no weapon formed against you will prosper, even though that He's allowed the devil to do what he's doing, that we can take the problems of this world, the ones that are existing, and understand that God's in control, and then see how God's prospering us through them, mm-hmm. you know, and not be worried that we're going to be crushed by them. And so that's kind of what this program is really about. And so with all that being said, that we're going to jump into a little more discussion. Please call us at 757-488-5299. Or again, go to our website at www.debtfreeva.com. And that I will set you up a free consultation, talk about your financial circumstances. If bankruptcy is something that would help you, then that we'll discuss that with you as well. It's absolutely free, no obligation. And so that's what we're going to talk about. So before we jump off, what are your thoughts, Colleen?
No, again, like, I'm glad that you're sharing, and we've talked about this before, that people are struggling with different things. During our conversation the other day with Carter, I was telling him that we had a couple of phone calls come into the station recently regarding, you know, they just seemed like they were desperate in a situation and they mm-hmm. needed to reach out. So, you know, I know not everybody wants to call in during a particular radio show and have a question answered or even know the right questions to ask. So we are inviting you, whether you want to do that now at 488-5299, you can call in right now. Or you can contact Steve and his team later at another time this week that you can find a time that works for both of you as well. So I'm glad that you're sharing, you know, where you all are coming from to help people out. You're really doing a service for people to help.
Well, I appreciate that. And like I said, please do call in today and then give us your thoughts. You know, we shifted a week or two ago. In fact, I think it was the 24th.
Yes.
I think it 25th, I think it was on the 18th, is when we said that, you know, I really sensed just reading the market, not so much that God had put it on my heart, but that, one, there was a little uneasiness, I think, in a lot of different places, but that, you know, starting about last week, that there seems to be a lot of evidence that the economy's turning for the wrong, in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. That, you know, last week, probably around the 13th or the 14th, for those of you that follow cryptocurrency, I mean, it just took a crash. I mean, Bitcoin went from like 50, you know, it had been struggling for, I mean, you know, last year it was like at 9,000, like in June, and then it, you know, by the end of May, you know, about May 15th, you know, about a month or two ago, it got up to like 60, and then it's kind of been staying there, $60,000 for a Bitcoin.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, May 15th, it dropped down to 30,000, dropped down half its value. Mm. And then the whole market kind of follows Bitcoin. And so, you know, the people saying, well, geez, you know, there might be something to that, you know. And then we took a look at the stock market. And if you've been following the stock market, that it's been a little bit crazy mm-hmm. in the stock market. It's not just taking its upward course. And then there was this guy named Harry Dent. Have you ever heard of Harry Dent?
No, I haven't.
Well, he's a prognosticator, you know, one of these, you know, people that theoretically know. But apparently, he's pretty well respected in the stock world, and he said that, you know, this huge collapse is coming by the end of June.
Hmm.
You know, and you know, what he's saying is, listen, that, you know, there's as it relates to what's being reported, you know, fake earnings, fake GDP, fake interest rates, you know, super high valuations, you know, it makes the whole thing just untenable and the whole thing's going to fall apart. Mm. And it's kind of like with crypto, you know, that there's no way that some of these crypto coins should be, there's nothing there. I mean, it's just, but it's all speculation. Everybody's greedy, trying to make money. You know, everybody thinks I'm going to get rich. And so that's what they're doing in the stock market too, he's saying. And he says that this thing is, that's going to crash. It's going to be biblical. I mean, it's going to be huge. It's going to be, mm-hmm. you know, knock the market down by half, which means lots and lots of money are going to be lost by a lot of different people. And so, you know, having a strategy, whether, when, don't know what's going to happen, that what we're talking about is having a strategy. And the strategy that we discussed is to be very ready for this kind of thing to happen. You know, we don't know when it's going to happen, but it could happen. And that means that clear your debt off now. Mm. Make your slate clean. Be able to take the extra money that you're putting towards trying to pay off debts that you're not going to get paid off for the next couple, 2-3 years. Put that towards getting them resolved now, and then start taking that money that you otherwise are putting towards stuff and invest it in something that's going to be here, whether it be you know, something that'll weather the storm.
Mm.
You know, some people invest in gold and silver. Other people put it in real estate. Some people say, well, listen, I want to make sure I got enough food to get through this thing.
So different things for different people.
Yeah, figure out something that's going to weather the storm. You know, that I don't know what that means. People are in different economic classes and different sort of areas. But if you've got a lot of debt, we can take a look at figuring out. I think it was a gentleman yesterday that had a lot of credit card debt, a lot of sort of debt that he had that was preventing. And he had joined a couple of these debt consolidation companies that try to, you know, set you up on a 5-year plan or a 3-year plan where you're paying 50% of the money, and you know, by the time you get done, if you ever get done with it, then you know you have all these accounts that basically say that paid for less than full, and you really don't get much out of that thing. Whereas he could probably do a Chapter 13 bankruptcy at the very minimum, if not a Chapter 7. And we help folks figure out which one works best for them, and then get back on the process of getting rid of those bills, getting their credit back in order, and getting a fresh start. We have a Tony on the phone from a lot of backdrop and background information. Tony, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
How you doing, Steve? How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. How are you doing today?
Very good. I'm listening to the broadcast and a lot of good information, a lot of good advice.
Yeah.
So
how are you getting? You said we pray often that we talk often. I heard that you're getting a that you've sold your house now and that you've you've basically cleared off most of your debts, through the liquidation of the property, and now you're gonna get an RV and a truck, and you're gonna ride the country.
Yep, I'm gonna travel, visit family. I'm gonna take some time and see what happens. I think the biggest thing people don't realize is if you look back, if you go back to December of 2019, things are pretty normal. Things are pretty okay. By March, the world's shutting down. By June of 2020, everything had kind of shut down. It was trying to figure out how to open back up. So what people are not really catching the drift of is we've had all the major production lines that we run as a country and as a world, they were shut down.
Yeah.
And then they started up at minimal capacity, 20%, 25%. So they've never hit 100%. So now demand is peaking. Production hasn't been there. And everything is behind. And now along with that, you've got this financial crazy production of money. They're printing like crazy. Economies are suffering. So if they're shoring up the economy every way they can, but at some point the balloon gets so big it can't hold any more air. And it has to pop, and when that happens,
it's a bubble.
You're talking about in June. Yeah, you're gonna see that no trickle down effect. It's gonna be an immediate. Oh my gosh, we never saw that coming, kind of thing. Because everyone's being lulled into this false safe sense of everything's gonna be just fine, and you can't do that and produce the amount of money debt we're doing and be normal, and not have things to sell to pay it off. And that's kind of where we are. So. For me, I've got a little money in the bank. I'm gonna spend some time look at what I can do to invest. I've invested in cryptocurrency like a lot of people have, and that's hurting right now. I've also got a little bit of gold, so I'm just gonna look around at what's the best way to plan for the future. With no debt is a major thing. If you got debt, that draws on your finances.
And it sounds like you're not gonna have any payments on those. You're gonna own an RV, a 25 foot plus RV that you and your wife can live in. I mean, if you had to, and that it is actually kind of comfortable. Some of those bigger RVs, and the nice thing about an RV is you can go state to state. As problems happen, you're nice and mobile.
Yeah, and I can visit relatives, but for those that have a way to park it, I can park it at their place. If not, I can park it in a small park, or I can park it even on state land. You can stay in state parks for free. So the whole thing is just to stay as low key as I can, watch what's happening in our economy, visit friends that I haven't been able to see. For the first time, think about enjoying what time is ahead of me versus trying to figure out just how to survive the time ahead of me too. And do both.
One of the things that people don't realize is that if you had a ton of debt, this would be a lot more difficult for you to do. That you wouldn't be able to. Some people need to finance something, and of course, if you've got a lot of debt, you're not usually in a position to get much more debt on you. So, and also your credit score can be kind of hurt, and so. I think it's really important to get your financial house in order, before things get really out of control. And so,
exactly,
it sounds like you've done that. You've got to the point now where you've got the assets that you are going to have shortly. It sounds like you haven't bought that RV yet, but that you're going to have your assets together, and that hopefully that the debts can be resolved if they haven't already been all resolved, and then you can really start working on making sure that your credit score is where it needs to be, so that you'll have some credit when times come that you need to, that we all need to have an ability to borrow, especially when things get tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's short-term and long-term. And the problem is if you have a lot of debt or if you have a bad history of debt, then not only can't you not finance, if you can finance, you're going to pay an exorbitant amount of financing fees. So it's just a self-perpetuating problem. It gets worse and worse and worse versus better. So to get everything cleared off in a clean slate, start at the best position and go forward is always the best thing to do.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I appreciate you calling in and giving that insight, especially, the insight about, how the we've got some real problems in the market. This CCP virus, which is now being admitted by everybody from Fauci to other people as not something that would come from a wet market in Hunan, but, you know, in Wuhan, but was a bioweapon that was developed, and that whether it was released on purpose or not, they haven't got that part done. But this whole economic crisis is not something that happened out of nowhere. This was planned. And, you know, the plan's not over yet. So, you know, we need to prepare for this. And so, Tony, I appreciate you calling. Any last thoughts?
No problem. Take care.
You're gone.
Well,
okay.
I'm here. If you're thinking about listening to what Steve's doing, you got someone on the phone who knows what he's doing. He's done it a lot. There's no one better in the area than he does from what I've read. So
he's going to be one of my he's traveling out here, Colin. He's going to be one of my paralegals one of these days.
There you go.
All right, Tony.
Experience is always better than not. So take care, man.
All right, take care, sir. Well, God bless you. Like I said, I guess the takeaway, and you know, as we finish, just I'm praying for you guys out there that that are in the situation that you're at, wherever that situation is. But if there's debt that we can get rid of, if we can help you in any way, that give me a call. That's what I enjoy doing. I like cleaning up people's financial situations, and then giving them really good credit, and that's what we can do to help you, and that's what we'd like to do if we can do that, then we'll certainly like to do that. Any last thoughts, Colleen, before we close?
No, we'll be back on Thursday, so tune in there, and hopefully we'll delve in a little bit more into the topic. And if you have a listener, if you have a question, you can call us at 488-5299. Be ready for that on Thursday at 12:30.
And Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things he'll add unto you." So God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.